Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands.
I need a healer.
Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Well. I tell you, radio listening audience, welcome to the broadcast. I am your host, Sarette Sands. And you know, God wants you whole in every area. Well, I hope you believe that today, beloved, because it is so. I tell you, it is so. And we're so glad you just tuned in today to today's broadcast. And June is Men's Health Month, and we're just so glad and we're just happy and delighted to let you know that we're celebrating the men this month. And I tell you, if you know somebody, if you know a man, go ahead and give them a call right now and have them dial in and let them know we're on the air. And I tell you, we're going to have a lot of exciting things to share with you today. And I tell you, I'm just so excited because, we want you to connect. We want you to be a part of what we're doing. I tell you, this is a movement. This is not just a broadcast. It's not just a one-time event. It's about you. It's about your health. And we're bringing you programs and information that's going to make, well, hopefully give you a revelation and then make a difference in your life. I tell you, so call somebody. They can dial in. Guests will dial in at 718-508-9457, 718-508-9457. And, just tell you a little bit about what we're doing this month. Again, it's Men's Health Month, and we want you to join us here every Saturday at 12 noon. And, today we're going to talk about men's health and, of course, what is God's plan, okay? God's plan in men's health. And we, of course, have a special guest today, evangelist, man of God, evangelist Tony Garden. And Tony Garden, a TGO International, and want to talk, just come to you in his own way, and give you even by way of testimony something that you need to know, man to man. I tell you, women, we try, we do what we do for the men, and we try to give them the information and help them in every way that we can, whether it's your uncle, your cousin, your son, your brother, your father. I mean, everybody has a man in their life, a coworker even. I tell you. Just go ahead and lift them up this month. We're so excited. What's tomorrow? Father's Day. I tell you. And so go ahead and show that man some love, that man in your life, and give them, show them some compassion. I mean, fix them a drink of water, a cold drink, or fix them a nice meal. I tell you. I would say make sure the place fill half of veggies. And that'll be good. So give him a healthy meal, I tell you. And we know that of course men, by way of just a little bit of information, as compared to women, men are most likely to smoke or drink and have unhealthy or risky life choices. Sometimes that's just the way it's been. Well, we're going to change that. And sometimes they may even put off regular checkups and get regular medical care. You know, this Men's Health Month is designed to just bring a little bit of awareness to that cause and the cause of the man, I tell you, and strengthen the man in his innermost being. Of course, some conditions that sometimes affect men, they're specific for men, prostate cancer, cancer of the prostate gland, and then low testosterone, other health risks of, like colon cancer and heart disease and those things. But they can be prevented and, of course, treated with early diagnosis. And we'll talk a little bit about exercise and health and how that contributes. But mainly we just want to bring on the man of God today. We're going to go back. We're going to go and hear from our announcement. Our announcer is going to be coming to you with a few announcements. And then we'll be right back with our special guest today. Be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, I tell you, welcome back, radio listening audience. I am your host, Sarette Sands, and you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. Hope you believe that today, beloved. Well, it is so. Well, I tell you, today, radio audience, we have a guest today. A man of God is coming before you in his own way. We have evangelist Tony Garden of TGO, Tony Garden Ministries, and he will be on today just to come to you in his own way to talk to the men and the women too, of course, but then we're focusing on the men and just greet you. Evangelist Tony, are you on the line?
Dr. Sam, yes, I am. God bless you, that woman of God.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I tell you, what a wonderful day.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful, excellent, excellent. It's just a wonderful day to be serving the Lord today. It's just a wonderful day to be in the kingdom. Just a wonderful day to just be able to lift up somebody's spirit, soul, and body. And you know, today we're talking, focusing on the men. And what do you want to start off by saying? Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do, you know, a little bit about your ministry, but then, you know, want to come in your own way, Evangelist Tony?
Yeah, Dr. Sands, it's really, really, we really want to thank you, you know, for the work that you're doing in the community.
Thank you.
I am very, very much appreciative for what you're doing because not a lot of people talk about the physical side of life, and we need to deal with that because if you're not healthy, you really can't do the work of God. So, you know, I'm not coming to you this morning as a minister to preach the gospel to you. I want to talk about health, you know. I have a testimony. I went to the doctor a couple of weeks ago to do some tests, run some tests, you know, and you know, came back, I had high blood sugar, diabetic, so now I have to change the way I eat. Still taking some medication for the first time in my life, you know, taking medication to prevent certain things from happening, you know, in my body. Because I believe that the Bible says, John says, John 3, 2 says that, you know, you wish that we will be healthy and prosper, right? And, you know, the only way to be effective ministering the gospel, to be able to travel, is to be healthy. So I believe that we need to take care of our body, physical body, so we can be available to move around. Because when you're laying up, sister, you can't do nothing. So I thank God for what you're doing. Your ministry is an awesome ministry, and I hope that folks will get together and support what you're doing to take it to the next level, because a lot of sick people, we have a lot of sick people around. In my travels, I see a lot of physically disabled people. Now, I know there's a lot of spiritually sick people out there as well, but physically, there are a lot of problems. We have a lot of obesity. We have a lot of, we're eating the wrong thing, Dr. Sands, you know. So, you know, we thank God for you. You know, we need to learn to eat right. We got to eat right, even if you're poor. You know, Sister Sand, that's the most difficult thing, is that when you don't have the money to buy the kind of food that you think you need, but you still got to make the sacrifice and do what you need to do just to stay healthy, right? So, you know, I want to talk to the men tonight, today, rather, and not just men, but women as well, because the body is a body, right? You know, your body, you need your body to function. And if you're not healthy, if you're sick, you got to run to the doctor constantly, you know, then you're not going to be able to do your job efficiently. And what God has called you to do might be placed on the back burner because you're trying to get healthy. So I can encourage you today, men and women alike, You know, let's change the way we eat. You know, and I think that's where it starts. You know, cut out some of the starch and cut out some of the sugar, and let's start eating right. You know, the Bible said that we must be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And I'm not trying to preach to you, but transforming the mind also means you need to make some adjustment in the way we think and eat. And what we eat, what we put into our bodies, cause a lot of the complaint that we have. Time for us to start eating properly, and thank God for Dr. Sand.
Amen, amen, amen. My God, my God,
you know,
my God.
Thank God for you.
You said a lot, man of God. Go ahead, my brother.
Right. I think what right now what we need to do is just to pause, push the pause button, and not to take away your steak and your, you know, whatever, but if we start doing things in proportion now, because I'm gonna have to start eating differently now, Dr. Sad. You know, because you know, you can't be traveling and not be healthy. So we have to start eating right. So thank God for your woman of God. Keep up the good work, and I applaud you for what you're doing in the community. And I am going to do whatever I can to help to promote what you're doing. Because a lot of people need to know. And sometimes it takes somebody else. Sometimes you just don't see. Somebody else got to shine the light for you so you can see what you're missing. And I think what you're doing needs to go into a lot of churches, a lot of issues in the churches. And we need somebody to take it to us, bring it to us, rather, so that we can see. Because we're so busy. It took me a while. It took my wife to force me to go to the doctor. You see? And I'm not just the only one. I know there are a lot of men out there. We got to do the prostate check. It's a lot of things that as you grow older, there are a lot of things that start to change. And that change and transformation, you have to start thinking differently. Am I right about that?
Yes, my brother. This is, I tell you, this is good. I mean, just listening in to what you're saying, I'm taking notes here. Because each opportunity to go before people, to hear perspective of someone else, their journey in health, their journey in wellness, and trying to understand, and even as they begin to experience, as someone begins to experience changes in their body, which you address some of the changes, there is a lot here that is being said. But I'll just say, yes, you are right. You are so right that you have to begin to take action on what you need to do to make a difference.
Yeah.
I just want to emphasize
you know, are you gonna change the way you eat? And something as simple as that is very effective. Because, you know, if you don't change the way you eat your diet, you know, a lot of people just don't like to eat the vegetables, and you know, you just gotta eat the vegetables, you know. Make sure you balance it out with some salad, you know. I come up from Jamaica where, you know, it's starchy. Everything that we eat is full of starch. You know, we grew up on that kind of stuff, you know. My mom, she passed recently, well, not too recently, and, you know, eat a lot of starch, you know, and it raises the blood sugar and cause a lot of issues in the body. So some of the things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis come from the way we eat. So if we stop eating bad, then we will treat the body a certain way, and it will operate according to how we treat it. Is that right, Doctor?
Yeah, let me chime in there. That is so right. That is so correct. I mean, I like to liken it back to in the Bible. And the Bible says, you know, of course, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth and created man in his likeness. And he said, the Lord said, eat of the tree, the fruit
yeah.
of the tree, of the herbs and all those things. It's interesting that he said the fruit of the tree and the herbs and all those natural, I would consider plants and green veggies and things. He didn't talk about meat. Now, we understand later in the New Testament and stuff like that, don't call unholy and a man of God. I mean, you could go into that, but if you think about it in the beginning, and I will tell you, naturally speaking, our body, even though, I mean, I tell you, if you, like you said, you grew up, it's a culture thing, whether you grew up in the island or you grew up here in the United States, if you're from the South, and, you know, the collard greens and the taste and all these things that people began to eat and enjoy and love. It's a familiar, they would call it familiar, or a family thing, a cultural thing. It really didn't have anything to do with whether or not this was healthy for you or whether this was good or that, you know, too much of that rice and macaroni and too much of that fried chicken and fried pork chop or whatever. It was just, you know, let's sit down and eat some food, okay?
Right.
But if you...
Right. No, but you said some good things because when you eat a lot of vegetables and fruits and so on, you feel better in your body than when you have a lot of the meat and the fried stuff. You just you feel heavy for the rest of the day. You go to sleep. You know, your body is
weighted down.
It takes more time to break down all that stuff. You know, when you eat fruit, it's so easy to digest. So I like what you're saying about that. I don't have a problem with meat, though. Don't get me wrong. You know, you could eat your meat, but you have to be careful, you know, how you eat and the kind of stuff that you fry food and that kind of stuff will definitely throw you off.
Yes, yes, exactly. And as a matter of fact, if you sit down with because there's different things we're talking about here, and of course we won't cover it in all in this month broadcast, but that's why you said, I thank you, man of God, that this want people to join in, want to join this movement, to get involved with what we're doing, to support what we're doing, not for our sake per se, but for theirs and their family, to do it for the loved ones in your life.
What you're doing is needed. See, you're not just trying to, look, anybody can preach, you know what I mean? But what you're doing is needed because you need, God gave us this body for a purpose. Now, we have 70 years, 70. You know, 7 years God has given us, and then by reason of strength, we can live beyond that. But if you don't take care of your physical man, the physical body, you're not going to have it long to do what you need to do. And sometimes God don't start working with you until you're aged. Abraham, he tapped into Abraham at 99.
Huh.
99. So you know, something that God is developing you may not happen at a young age. You know, it may come to fruition when you're older. So you have to prepare yourself. But it's your responsibility. You know, God is giving you the body for you to take care of it. And like what you said, in the Garden of Eden, God placed the man there to take care of the garden, and then the garden itself will then take care of him. So we have a responsibility to take care of the temple of God. You know, you can't just put anything in it. The same way you take care of it spiritually, you have to take care of it naturally as well because you have it for a purpose. And I think this is a revelation. I just saw it, that God sometimes wait until you are up in age. I don't know, and I'm not saying for everybody, but sometimes that's when he begins to work with you, and you need to have your body ready. Because he's going to take you to places that you can't be weak and sickly.
Amen.
You know? Am I saying the right thing?
Yeah, I mean, that is so, I mean, that's good. Bringing that wisdom, that knowledge, understanding again. I know you were talking to the people. You say, well, hey, I'm just going to come to you as just Brother Tony today, even though, you know, I can be a powerful, mighty evangelist. I can speak across the country and across the world. I can go international, but if I don't, take care of my temple, hallelujah.
Right.
Because, you know, I was thinking about that, the scripture in the Bible, probably 1 Corinthians 12, you know, or 13, but the 1 Corinthians, it talks about, you know, I can have, you know, it's talking about love there, but it's just giving you a principle of, you know, you can do all other things, but if you don't think, keep it simple, if you don't have love in your heart, and, you know, and that's a part of health, too. Now, we can say that there's different components of health, which we definitely encourage people in those areas. You know, when you're talking about, you know, just a healthy soul, you know, your mind, your will, your emotions, being healthy in that area. Oh, I mean, you could just go into. I mean, if we just talk about one area alone, but
right.
You know, so love, you know, in your heart, in your spirit, man, as well. You know, being healthy, you know, are you thinking healthy thoughts? Are you putting, like somebody said, junk in, junk out?
Right. Yeah, well, you're going to touch on the spiritual side of it, which is awesome because the most toxic of all the spiritual disease that's out there is hatred, you know, unforgiveness. It's the most toxic. And when you have that inside of you, it's like poison upon poison. It's like cyanide, you know. And so when you talk about love, love is the cure for that kind of sickness. That when you're dealing with a spiritual man, of course you need to have a pure spirit in order to minister the word of God. So, yeah, you know, being well, both physically and spiritually, mentally, is very, very important to be a complete being in the service of the Lord. So, you know, those of you who walk around with unforgiveness, it's very toxic. You know, you want to get rid of that right away, and the only remedy for that is love. Exercising the love of Jesus Christ. I like that, sister. Thank
yes,
you.
The love, hallelujah, the love of God. And so, you know, we're going to take a quick break here, but this is so good. We, you know, regular listening audience, I tell you, you know, we want to just tell you, you know, we have a little bit of time left. Go ahead and give somebody a call. Have them to tune in today. And of course, you can listen to the podcast after we're done here. You can go ahead and, you know, go to blogtalkradio.com/AlphaHealth. But you can dial in right now and be a part of this broadcast. Sometimes just hearing this live, just interacting live with capturing a moment. It's just good to get excited about this information that we're sharing with you. Dial in at 718-508-9457. We'll be right back. We have Man of God, Evangelist Tony Gordon on today. He's just coming to you man to man. So if you're a man out there, I hope you're listening. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back, radio listening audience. I'm your host, Sarette Sands. I'm broadcasting live from sunny South Florida. June is Men's Health Month, and we're bringing you the information that brings a revelation. So hopefully you'll receive a transformation. And then, you know, again, we talked about transforming your mind, and of course in Romans 12. 1, it talks about not being conformed, 12:1-2. Do not be conformed to this world, and even talks about not being deceived, or not being whatsoever man reaps he shall sow. But be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we just want to give you some information, and again we salute to our men this month. This is Men's Health Month, and it's also tomorrow's Father's Day. You can begin to pick out that blue suit, and so those of you, even if you've lost your father, remember God is there. He's standing nearby. He says, I'll be a father to the fatherless, and he is there. He calls himself a father. He's your father. He's our father, and he's our father. So, you know, just don't feel that you don't have a father, because you do. But anyhow, you can go ahead and celebrate and thank God for what he's done. We have two guests on the program today, man of God, speaking to you from his heart. You know, we talked about 3 John 1:2, beloved above all things, wish that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Talking about eating right. We've talked about, you know, some of the sickness and illness that are being faced today, changing the diet, changing the way you eat and what you're taking in. And, of course, you know, just so you know, the American Dietetics Association and even the Diabetes Association in regard to nutritional health and diabetes recommend that half of your plate, if you take the plate, it's a round plate, right? I guess imagine 360 degrees. You split it down the middle, the whole left side of that plate filled with vegetables. Then you can take a quarter of the next half or half of the next half, a half and a half to make a whole, a half with your meat and half with your starch, if you're going to have starch. Sometimes, you know, you want to, if you can,
You just go peers without starch. But, of course, you know, if you're talking about just a balanced approach, that would be a balanced approach to your plate. But anyhow, we want to give our brother, man of God, Tony Garden, the last opportunity to speak with you today because he's talking to you from his heart. He's giving his own personal testimony how God is showing him what he needs to do as a leader, as a minister, but just as a man of God, also as a husband, just as a brother, just someone that although we are called to maybe a work even in the church or outside the church, or if you're on a witness on a mission field or a battlefield, or you're even on the on the evangelistic field, or you're being a disciple, just a saint telling somebody about Jesus, you got to be healthy in your temple, right, man of God?
Yes, and it's prevent is better than cure always. You know, I believe in healing. I believe God can heal us from whatever diseases that we have. You know, that's a part of the blessing that we have as children of God. But prevent is better than cure. So sometimes when you can prevent something, you know, it's better to prevent it than to be dealing with it, asking for healing. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, right now, what I would like to say to the men that's out there that's listening, I think we need to start to have what is called self-control. It's a part of the fruit of the Spirit. You know, it's one of those gifts that we need to have, self-control, so we can plan ourselves into making the changes necessary that we need to do the right thing. It's going to be difficult, you know, especially if you're not used to certain kinds of food. But once you develop, like I stopped using regular sugar almost now a year. All I use is Equal. I don't know if that's good for me or not. Maybe you need to tell me. But I use the Equal to in my coffee. I don't use sugar at all. I don't like salt. But now I'm going to have to be dealing with now with the starch. You know, like I said, we grew up on starch, and I love rice and things like that. So now what I need to do is discipline myself to start eating more vegetable. And I like what you said about that round plate. I'm going to have to get me a round plate, and I'm going to put more vegetables and salad on that left side. And then on the right side, I'm going to try to do some baked chicken and try to stay away from the starch. Another thing the doctor told me is that we have to start exercising. If we have to walk half an hour every day or 20 minutes a day, if we start walking, that's a part of keeping our body intact, you know, exercise, because it'll build up that heart rate. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So discipline, you know, we need to start disciplining ourselves so we can start functioning properly. When you start telling the mind, you take charge of the mind is what I'm trying to say. Right, Doc?
Amen. Amen.
Amen,
my brother. Yes. Amen, my brother. I'm here, and I'm listening. And I tell you, praise God, you know, by way of recap, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, self-control. And
yeah.
So that, you know, you can take control by exercising self-control and being disciplined. And, you know, and again, with regard to the sugar, I wouldn't recommend Equal. I would recommend Stevia, a more natural sweetener.
Okay.
There's just a little bit too much controversy with Equal these days,
right,
and
right.
Aspartame. That's, so we want to give something that Stevia would be, because Equal, we have been looking, Stevia is now coming forth as a nice natural splendor, sweetener. And again, just reminding listeners that as we get ready to close the broadcast, we had a lot of wealth of information shared today. Walk, exercise, discipline yourself, and transform your mind and renew your mind. And again, we want to just thank our listeners for listening in today. And you can listen to the podcast at blogtalkradio.com/Alpha Health. We'll be back again. Hopefully we'll bring back our very own evangelist, Gordon, to talk to the men a little bit more. Because 1.5 hour is just really too short. And we want you to call in next time to ask your questions, just have more of a discussion. As you said, we want to make this a forum where you get to ask your questions and talk about what you want. So, again, we thank you for tuning in. We're just about out of time, but tune in next week, radio listening audience, and we promise to bring you more of what you're looking for and revelation to bring transformation.
And so until next time, I'm your host, Restan, and we'll see you next time. God bless you home. Bye-bye.
Well, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.